Street Podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
I'm Andrew Nicholl.
And today on the show, we're talking about how to choose the right unit within a development. Now, if you invest in a new build, whether it's a townhouse or a apartment, actually, there could be somewhere between 300 units within that development. So let's say you've found the development you want to buy into. You like the developer, you like the location. Well, how do you decide which one to actually go for? And so I thought, Andrew, you do this all day, every day. I'm just going to sit here and ask you the questions about what's your process for actually doing it. So let me kick it off with this. What are some of the considerations that are most important to you when you see a flat plan of 100 different townhouses? How do you figure out which one that you actually want to go for?
Well, you firstly need to look at what's available. So often when you're looking at something, some people have already bought some. No point focusing on those. If they got a better deal or they got a better location, that's just tough luck. Look at what you've got actually available right here and right now. And if something else is maybe, because often we get this, someone's bought the front unit. Someone thought, oh, I really wish I got that front unit. If that's under due diligence, go and reserve one of the other ones, your second best option. And if number one comes available, you can always switch to it. But don't wait around, because I had an investor the other day do this. They missed out on the entire development altogether. Look at things like proximity of the car park. So if you've got a large development, sometimes you might have the car parks in one spot. And so unit number 39 might be miles away from the car parks compared to unit number 20. So that might be something you look at.
And even if all the car parks aren't down one end, sometimes, you know, it might be a 30-metre walk or something. Not hugely significant, but some might be a 30-metre walk, some might be a 2-metre walk.
Sure. Probably the biggest one out of everything is the price. Like, what are you going to pay and what are you going to rent it for? Now, I bleat on about the numbers all the time to investors and you listeners of the show, but actually, that's what it's about. So many people get caught up about wanting the end unit, right? And you might pay another $20,000 for an end unit. You're not going to get any more rent. What difference does it make? Or people worry about, well, if it's an end unit, it's close to the driveway, am I going to hear the cars? No, you're never going to hear the cars. With the amount of acoustic panelling and double glazing, you're not going to hear the cars going back and forth all night. Shut your blinds. And probably the sunlight is the thing that people get really obsessive over. I can't tell you the last time that I personally, for a unit that I bought myself, looked at what direction the sun rises and sun sets. Mostly because I leave home before it's up and I'm home by the time it's said anyway. But look, your tenants don't care. As much as you might think that, oh, that might improve the resale, look, really at the end of the day, it's about affordability. And when you're renting it out for the next 10, 15 years, the tenant only cares that it's a good location, as in the development's in a good location, and that it's a reasonable price. That's the only thing that they really genuinely care about.
So we had a question that actually prompted this. Somebody said to me, how important is sunlight? Do I need it to be north-facing or west-facing or east-facing?
Well, fortunately, we've got electricity and lights. You don't need to worry about it. Most people aren't actually spending a lot of time in the sun. That's just the reality. Maybe if you've got a family home, that's in Rolleston, maybe then you might be thinking, okay, we might want to think about how that house is positioned on the section. In a block of townhouses, you're probably dealing with young professionals who are at work all day.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. The other question that somebody said was, well, should I try and get the end unit because maybe there's some additional windows? You can have windows on three sides as opposed to two sides.
Do you know, I heard one of our property partners ask this the other day. It's the first time that I've even considered that it might have more windows. It doesn't matter. It's a rental property. Makes no difference. You bring me the stats to show me that more windows equals more capital growth, and I'll change my mind.
Well, unfortunately, that's not captured with a council document, so
I can't do it.
Well, what about when it comes to resale, though? I know you've just mentioned resale, but you don't think having some extra windows matters at all?
Well, okay, let's say you got 300 units in the development, and it just happens that you sell your unit in 15 years' time. What are the chances? They're pretty slim that someone else in your block happens to sell at the same time and they've got more windows. People buy what's available and people rent what's available. So it's really going to make very little difference and it'd be impossible to compare.
And I suppose the other thing, just coming off that point, is that you'd expect that since it's a modern build, it's not like they're going to be dingy properties,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, really, it's not about the windows. It's not whether it's an end unit. It's not about whether it faces the sun. It's whether or not it appears to be light, bright, meeting modern tastes.
Do you know, I think one of the biggest things in a large scale development, like a 300 unit development, that is important to maybe look at is what the layout of the houses are like. So often if you've got 300 units, they're not going to be 300 of the same units. There might be 10, 15 different typographies. So you might have some 2 bedrooms, some 3 bedrooms, some 4 bedrooms, some 4 bedrooms with a garage, some 3 bedrooms with the garages, the rest have car parks, and then you'll have different designs within the house. I'd actually pay more attention to that. Look at it and say, does that look like it's got a good flow to it? If it does, great. If it doesn't, you might go for a different typography.
So let me ask you about some of the things that people specifically ask about, and you tell me whether you think they're important or not. Price.
10 out of 10. That is the most important. The price and the rent you're going to get. Because, of course, that's going to affect your cash flow. If you can't hold on to the property long enough, you're not going to make money in property. So it doesn't matter how much sunlight you get if you have to sell it in 3 years' time. And if you don't have any tenants because it's too expensive, that's not going to work either.
Proximity to car parks. How important is how close the car park is to the unit?
4 out of 10.
4 out of 10. Well, yeah. Talk to us about that.
You've just made that up. It's not going to, yeah, I just made it up because how important would it be to me? It's not going to make that much of a difference. I mean, maybe if it was a development that you are thinking might be rented to older people, then maybe that would be a more of a consideration. So I'm just thinking about a development that my mum lives in here in Christchurch, right?
Well, how old's your mum?
60.
Oh,
Look, there's a lot of older people in there. If you're buying there, you'd think really carefully about how far away the car park was from the unit, because older people are probably not going to want to carry their groceries as far. But if you've got young, sprightly people like you, really doesn't make any difference. 4 out of 10.
Okay. Sunlight we've already talked about. In units we've talked about. What about the size and space of it?
Oh, I think that's an important factor. I think that how practical it is in terms of the use of the space and the size of the unit itself, somewhat more important. We'll give that a 6 out of 10.
Okay. What about the number of bedrooms?
Number of bedrooms? Well, I mean, that's going to affect the amount of rent that you're going to get, but you don't want to have 4 tiny bedrooms. You want to have 3 practical-sized bedrooms. So that's something that, again, when you're looking at the typography, that's a really important factor.
And I suppose this one's a bit of an obvious one, but what's actually available? We were talking about this off air before. Talk to us about that.
Well, people do get a bit obsessed about what they missed out on. So again, like I said to you before, there was an investor that I knew of that missed out on the unit number 1, which is the front unit, and they just wanted that front unit because it aesthetically looked pleasing from the street. It doesn't matter. And then because they were obsessed with that, they missed out on buying in that whole development altogether.
And actually, Andrew, this brings to mind a conversation I had with a podcast listener. Actually, no, he was a YouTube viewer who called me up and said, Ed, you know, I'm thinking of buying a house in Hamilton. I found the property that I like. I'm going to move my family there. It's going to be an owner-occupier property. But I'm worried that there is a house across the road that is owned by Kāinga Ora, so it's got social housing tenants. Is that going to affect the capital value? And I said, mate, and I say this to a lot of investors actually, mate, you're overthinking this so much. If you like the house, if you like the area, if you like the price, if you like the long term with what you can do with it, it doesn't matter who your neighbours are. It doesn't matter that there's the social housing property across the road, because 1 in 10 houses in New Zealand are social housing. There's probably so many Kāinga Ora properties down many of our streets that we don't know about. You know, and it's just the fact that we've found it out that we think, okay, there may or may not be some issues in the future. And it sounds like what you're saying, Andrew, is that people tend to overthink some of these things.
I think people overthink a lot of investing. Property is really just about the ability to hold on to something. Get it, you're going to get it right, but the amount of windows isn't a conversation about getting it right. Getting the right location, getting an affordable property, getting the right tenant, those things matter.
Getting the right tax treatment.
Getting the right tax treatment. But as far as getting the perfect sun, it doesn't matter.
Cool, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Property Academy podcast. Really does help us get the message out to more people. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio in 2022, then your next step is to come in for a portfolio planning session. Easy way to book this, completely complimentary. Whip out your phone and text the word plan to 5522. And I'll tell you what, we'll be in touch, see if it's the right fit for you. Listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Ed McKnight.
I'm Andrew Nicol.
And we're going to be back again tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of using the property market. Until next time.